Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the USA.
In the air everywhere around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran. Joining me, our director, our executive director, the beautiful Miss Robin Valtudo. Good morning, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Jim, we have such a fabulous show for 2 hours planned today. It is all about the healing power of animals in our first hour as well as the second hour. The first hour, it's all about equine therapy and how it impacts our veterans and those that are disabled. Please welcome someone that's becoming a very quickly dear friend. He's one of my Rotary Club colleagues, Dr. Ken Morgan. Welcome, Dr. Morgan.
Thank you so much for being here this morning. I watch your show every chance I get.
Well, you can watch us on Facebook Live, right? And we are so excited to have so many folks tuning in with us via Facebook Live. And Dr. Morgan, I'm going to let you introduce our next guest. But before I do, congratulations on being recently retired from TCU after 40 years as a geology professor. You serve on the board for the Texas Energy Education Project, and you also serve on the board of All-Star Equestrian Foundation, which is our highlight, our service spotlight today.
Thank you very much, Robin. And I'm also a proud father of a son who rides at All-Star. Matter of fact, my son Kenton, who's I'm sure watching today and listening, he's been riding for over 20 years. And you know what? This horseback therapy thing, this is the first time, this is his first year to ride independent on a horse. And he competed down at Chisholm Challenge. You'll hear about this more throughout the show today. But I'm sure he and a lot of the other riders are listening in this morning and watching. We'd like to introduce, our first guest this morning, and it's Dwayne Wheeler. We have a story between us. Dwayne's been at All-Star a long, long time, and he invited me to go on a golf tournament. And I went out with him, and we sat down, and pretty soon he asked me to maybe be on the board at All-Star. Very impressive, and I found out that Dwayne, not only being a Navy veteran that he is, but is also president of All-Star and does not have a family member riding there. Dwayne volunteers his time for all the other people.
All right, Dwayne, welcome to the show. In United States Air Force and Navy?
No, ma'am. It is Air Force. Sorry, Jim.
That's okay. I was in the Navy Air Force. I was on aircraft carriers, and I was in an A4 outfit and then a helicopter rescue outfit. So we have some similarities, except my pilots know how to fly.
Oh, ouch, ouch.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's because
and I tell that, and Air Force guys get their back up, and of course we're joking, and I say, okay, you tell me when you can land on an aircraft carrier at night in a rolling sea in a little bit of rain, then you're going to tell me you're a good pilot.
Well, a good friend of mine who goes to Bible study with me said that if you want some loose order formation, that the Air Force is really good at that.
Well, Dwayne, we are so excited to welcome All-Star Foundation to Alliance for the Brave. We are heavily fond of and aligned with equine therapy organizations. EQuest has been one that we've promoted for, Jim, our full existence over 4 years now. So it's really nice to bring another equine entity to our listening audience. And you're also, by the way, not only the board president of All-Star Equestrian Foundation for past 15 years now, but you're also the board president of Chisholm Challenge, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But without further ado, welcome our last beautiful guest to the airways.
And our next beautiful guest is Miss Veronica Wolf. Veronica is an Army veteran who served in Bosnia. She was also EMT certified, and she served as the ranch manager at All Star since 2012, which requires a lot of coordination with the director of operations, our program director, Miss Cynthia Moore. So she has to work very closely with her, very closely with the ranch hands, very closely with the horses, the veterinarians. She has extreme passion for All Star and especially for our riders. And I also want to say, Robin and Jim, thank you so much for letting us address your show. I want to also thank the audience very much for their service to our country and for all the family members who are listening for their service as well. We thank you.
One of the things, and back in September, we focused on mental health, suicide prevention, and we talked with a lot of people, Dr. Russell from the VA and Dr. Holt. One of the things that we learned was that not every therapy works. Not everything works. And what they found is things like the equine therapy has an effect on some people that it might not have on other people. So this is a really important tool in the tool chest to help people with PTS, physical disabilities, people who have been hurt badly, as well as children. I did not realize how many children have gone through programs like this to regain some of their skills. So thank you for what you do.
And guys, you know, as we continue to conversate together, I want to share with our listeners, you can link directly to the All-Star Foundation from our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com, AllianceForTheBrave.com, or go directly to AllStarFoundation.com. And the mission of this organization is to improve physical, cognitive, and emotional fitness through therapeutic horse riding or horseback riding, equine-assisted activities, and therapies. Veronica, talk about your role with the association and how you got started.
I originally got started as a feeder. I'd go out and help out in the mornings. I did that for 2 years and was approached with an opening for the ranch manager. I went ahead and I took that, and I fell in love. I fell in love with our mission and what we do and how we do it, using this large animal to help assist those with the needs, whether they be the PTSD, a trust issue, or some type of physical or mental disability to regain their strength.
For you, when you transitioned out of military service, what was that like?
I transitioned out and became a mom. So
you had something to instantly keep you busy, preoccupied, feeling purposeful.
So then as they grew and didn't quite need mom as much, I found this, and I found a big, huge hole. There is a mission out there that people don't realize. People that are born without any type of physical or mental disability can play sports. They gather as families. They compete. They work. This is something where someone that might never have a chance to play a sport actually get to compete. They get to go. They have camaraderie. We put them in group classes so that they're competing against others with similar disabilities. It's wonderful for their mental as well as their physical. They strengthen through it as well.
And Dwayne, how about for you, your transition from military service and finding your way to be one of the co-founders of this association? We'll have to introduce Jonathan as well.
Yeah. Well, I got out of the service in 1984, and I went to work for a company called MCI down in Houston, and I transitioned around to Atlanta, Greensboro, Tampa, and then to Dallas in 1996. And I had a customer that called me one day and asked if I could sponsor him in a trail ride. And so I asked him what the trail ride was for, and he said it was for, at the time, was Rocky Top Therapy Organization. So I sponsored him and actually went on the trail ride. First time I ever rode a horse. I was terrified. So I was riding the horse, and they said, well, go ahead and trot. And well, I wasn't quite sure what a trot was. So anyways, the whole experience was kind of a challenge. But I realized what therapeutic riding was becoming in my life. And I started volunteering at Rocky Top in 1997. And about a year and a half later, the three instructors that were at Rocky Top, three of them, opened up a new center in Mansfield. So I became part of, I felt like family to them, so I ended up going down to Mansfield, helped them open up, and brought my horse down, and he was a therapy horse. And so anyways, I was asked to be on the board, so I joined the board in 1998, and our very first class was in January of 1999. We had 25 riders. It has grown to about 135 riders now. We have classes from Tuesday to Saturday, and become a very big part of my life. And I enjoy being on the board with Dr. Morgan and his wife Tammy, along with some other wonderful people, and it's a great organization to be involved with.
Dr. Morgan, you when you first shared about this organization with me, and then I shared it with Jim and Ron, our other partner, who, by the way, is traveling. Happy birthday, Ron Abrams, if you're tuning in. From Jim, he's from in Costa Rica. Is that where he's at? Costa Rica.
Hey, he's not listening in.
But
if I know him, he's having a wonderful time.
Yeah, we wish him well. But Dr. Morgan, you had so much passion for the founder of All Star. Can you talk about Jonathan and share who he is with our listeners, since he's not able to be with us today?
Yes, well, Jonathan actually is helped us instrumentally introduce the program that we have now, the Armed Forces and Horses. That's been his major contribution. Unfortunately, he was involved in a car accident and was left as a quadriplegic, but he's got that competitive spirit, and you know, we always say something, get him out of a wheelchair, put him on a horse. And Jonathan has helped lead the way, along with your other two guests here today, about Jonathan Merchant was one of the people that really got us more involved into starting this new program just a few years ago. And I'm sure they can address that. It's been very successful. It's helped so many people, like it did my son. It changed their whole lives, gave them an emotional lift to put them on a horse.
Tell me a little bit about your son, please.
Oh, I'm glad to do that. And he'll just be dancing in his wheelchair. Kenton was a 2-pound, 12-ounce baby boy when he was born with cerebral palsy. And we were looking for outlets as he grew up about what he could do to help his spirits and to physically help him out too. And we went to Rocky Top, of all places, to begin with, too, in the 90s. And it turned out to be such an uplifting thing for him. When he first started, he couldn't ride a horse. They laid him over a horse. It took almost 2 years to get his legs over the horse. And as I said in the intro, he now rides independent. That means no one is holding him on the horse, even though he has sidewalkers, and he competes, and he has won belt buckle after belt buckle, and that's just after almost 30 years of riding. It's one step at a time, and it helps so much. It has made such an impact in his life that we're very proud to be associated with All-Star.
Does that give him a sense of independence? Does that give him a sense of well-being to be part of the team with a horse?
It does, most assuredly. He is so enthusiastic about getting over to All-Star. He goes twice a week. He does this thing called hippotherapy, too, that integrates with the horse and physical therapy, and he just loves it.
Dr. Morgan, would you share a little bit more about Jonathan Merchant's injury? And basically, he was pronounced dead, and now, of course, God had much, much better plans for him.
Yes, again, it was tragic, and it changed his life forever. And he was down for a long time, and Jonathan was not doing well. I think he would testify to that. And slowly but surely, as he tried to pull himself up, he found that a horse could do a whole lot for him, gave him independence, and gave him confidence.
All right, during the break, we want everybody to please visit our website, Alliance for the Brave, to learn more about this amazing organization impacting so many lives, as well as the lives of many of our veterans transitioning from service life to civilian life.
We're going to learn more about what hippotherapy is, too, because I know you guys have horses, not water animals. I'm joking.
Not hippo.
So let's horse around a little bit more today as we talk about this, but how tremendously important it is, not only for a child to get a sense of well-being, but for a person who's had traumatic things in their life. This is important. So this is Jim Blythe and Robin Valtudo. We'll be right back after these words from our partners on KBDT. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Some clod hit your car, causing an ugly eyesore you can't ignore. But you don't want to have to take weeks making an insurance claim to get it fixed. Now what are you going to do? Drive around in a dented car? No! Call Eye Candy Auto Body. Eye Candy Auto Body will get rid of your scratches and dents without forcing you to use your car insurance. Finally, there's an affordable way to get rid of your sweet rides, door dings, bashed bumpers, scratches, and scrapes. Eye Candy Auto Body. Eye Candy specializes in perfect repairs for all high-end models and sports cars. But they'll fix all problems on all makes and models. No auto body job is too small. Eye Candy Auto Body promises factory perfect repairs every time. Fast completion is guaranteed on bumpers, body panels, and other paint related repairs. Got dents? You need Eye Candy. Got dings? You need Eye Candy. Car insurance deductible out of range? You need Eye Candy. Got a teen driver? You really need Eye Candy Auto Body. Make your car perfect again. Call Melody and schedule your free estimate today. 214-924-0959. Eye Candy Auto Body, 1908 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas. 214-924-0959.
Lighting, it's key to a decorated home, and Fashion Lamps at 4414 Lovers Lane in Dallas has stylish lamps and shades to complement your decor. Have a lamp that needs rewired or repaired? Fashion Lamps can fix it. They also reline lampshades and clean and repair chandeliers. Fashion Lamps has a large selection of shades and unique finials that can update the look of any lamp. Call Fashion Lamps today at 214-987-1004 and get 20% off lamp and shade purchases. Remember, Fashion Lamps.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. We're learning about how horsing around can help you and help children. One of the things that I really want to ask is, Veronica, you were a medic in the 236th Medical. Did you come into contact with the 407-7th?
Unfortunately, they were a little bit before me. So I did deal with others like that, but not the 407.
Okay. Yeah,
that's not hot lips.
That's an inside joke.
And you guys, for Jim, just for a second, for those that are just now tuning in, we just want to reintroduce who we're talking to. We have got the crew from All Star Foundation, Equine Therapy. And, you know, today our show, our full show is dedicated to the healing powers of animals working with our veterans. And so we've got Veronica Wolf in the house. Mm-hmm. We've got Dwayne Wheeler in the house, who's the president, board president. And also Dr. Ken Morgan, recently retired from DCU, now dedicating a lot of his time with his son, who has cerebral palsy, and he is also a board member of All Star Foundation. And you can learn more as we're conversating today by going to allstarfoundation.org. Right, Dwayne?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, Veronica, I think it's important. Your job as a medic, you've learned some special skills that you're utilizing here. And one of the things that Ken brought up was hippotherapy. Explain what that is, because we could make a bad joke out of that, but the reality of it is it's a very serious thing that you guys are doing.
Well, hippo is Latin for horse. So what it is using a physical therapist or occupational therapist with the horse as a tool for the rider. They are not teaching riding skills as much as using it as a tool to strengthen and stretch and build for those riders. They take them to the room, sometimes work them first, stretch them out. Then we mount them up using the three-dimensional gait of the horse to strengthen and stretch the inner core of the riders themselves.
So are there special harnesses that help a rider who has maybe been handicapped, like you're talking about, Jonathan, to give them that feeling of confidence that they're in safety?
We use a lot of adaptive tack. Not all of our riders can ride in saddles. They can't stretch over the saddle. They can't utilize it at all or don't need the extra bulk of the saddle. So we use pads, build them up. We do use gait belts, which help. We also use a vest for strengthening. We use sidewalkers with a lot of our riders that actually have their hands on at all times to help. With hippotherapy, they do placement. Some lay down, some ride backwards, some ride sideways, all while being supported and getting the movement of the horse.
Dwayne, talk about some of the other types of disabilities that can be addressed through horse therapy, equine therapy.
Well, there are many different cognitive, emotional, and physical challenges and symptoms that exist from PTSD, amputees, depression, lack of confidence, and so on. And that is for the regular program and as well as for the veteran community. And I did want to share another website, which is very important to the listening audience. All-Star Equestrian is located south of Fort Worth, and we're very proud of our organization. But in the Dallas Metroplex, including Fort Worth, there are between 15 and 20 therapeutic riding centers that support the challenge community and also the veterans community. So we are more than happy to take on anyone that wants to come and work with us and visit with us. One of the things that All-Star has, which is very important, is for the wheelchair riders that come in, especially those that are heavy, if you will. In other words, they weigh 100, 150, 200 pounds, and that is our weight limit, 200 pounds, for the safety of the horses. I think we're going to break.
Yeah, we're about to get a break, so we'll continue the conversation. When we come back, we're going to dive into the development through All-Star Foundation of the veteran-focused program, Jim.
I think this is really important, so stick around. Thank you to everyone who's tuning in on Facebook. We really, really appreciate your support. This is an absolutely gorgeous day in Dallas, so enjoy it. Phil, thank you for all you're doing, pushing the buttons. And Robin, thank you for being here. I know you've been under the weather, so glad to have you. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on KBDT, 1160 AM Dallas Radio. We are your voice for veterans on Alliance for the Brave. So stay with us. We're going to be horsing around for another half hour.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Today marks a watershed moment in the 25 years of abuse by this predator known as R. Kelly.
That's Michael Avenatti, the attorney for one of the victims in the indictment. Kelly is facing 10 felony counts for alleged sexual abuse of underage girls. The grand jury indictment names 4 victims. The rap star has consistently denied accusations of sexual abuse. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft denies wrongdoing after he was among 25 men charged in a Florida prostitution sting. Police claim Kraft paid for a sex act in a massage parlor. Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr says there's been a crackdown on sex trafficking in Palm Beach County in recent days.
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
You're 85 or younger. Would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-574-3549. That's 800-574-3549. Again, 800-574-3549.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
Worried about your retirement?
A lot of people think of retirement and dealing with money kind of like math. It just blows their mind. Their retirement money is often the largest sum of money they'll ever have. There are no do-overs with their retirement. We need a good roadmap for their money to maybe last them 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. I'm Brad Weddle, the Texas Money Manager.
Contact Brad Weddle at 972-613-2525, the Texas Money Manager.
Ask the experts weekends on 1160 AM KBDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255.
And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. You've got Alliance for the Brave, where we're learning about equine therapy, helping you and helping those who need the sort of thing. Robin, would you please introduce this great team you brought on board?
Absolutely. Continuing on in our two-hour show today of the healing powers of animals, we are welcomed in studio by All-Star Foundation Equine Therapy. And we've got Dr. Ken Morgan, who's a board member, and his son is also a student at All-Star for 15 years now.
Oh, yeah. At least 15 years. He's been riding for over 20.
Mm. And seeing great progress in his quality of life. We've also got a trainer in the house with us, and that's Veronica Wolf, military, Army. Is that right, Veronica?
Yes, ma'am.
And board president, Dwayne Wheeler, United States Air Force. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dwayne, let's go ahead and finish your thought before we went to break.
Okay. As I was mentioned before break, we have a wheelchair system. We have a ramp and a lift system that helps us mount our wheelchair riders, especially those that are heavier. Also want to give a couple thank yous out to some of our wonderful donors, and they're badly needed because actually the rider fees cover less than 50% of the cost of doing business. So we have recently North Texas Hunter Jumper Club. We had a very nice donation from them at their gala. And the Mansfield Area Marines have been a very strong supporting organization. We appreciate them very much. And
is there another organization that's also assisted you guys financially to fund the veterans program?
Yes, PATH, which is the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship International, is a very good funding organization for a veterans program. And also, as far as if you're in the local area or if you're outside of the Dallas market, you can go to PATHINTL.org. That's PATHINTL.org, PATHINTL.org, and find a facility near you, no matter where you're located, where you can get assistance from that program.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that. And Veronica, let's dive right in and talk about the Armed Forces for Horses program that just started a couple of years ago.
Yes, ma'am. We've had three sessions so far. I've been part of the veterans program since the beginning, as a veteran and an instructor within. I can speak from the personal experience that it truly helps with filling a void in our lives that veterans need, sometimes just the camaraderie with the other veterans and also the connection with the horse and the trust that is built within.
Well, I love what you guys share on your website about working with veterans and how horses have helped, that horses are such consistent animals that they're used very successfully as a model for de-escalation with those who are coming back from service that might have been in combat who are struggling with post-traumatic stress.
Well, Robin, one of the big things with horses, they somewhat mirror the military atmosphere. You have in the horse herds, no matter if it's two horses, 20 horses, 100 horses, there's always an alpha horse. It's kind of like the general of the organization. They are the top horse involved in the entire herd. And it trickles on down to the low person in the herd. So it's kind of like the military, that you have an organization top to bottom with a lot of structure and a lot of respect. And as far as de-escalation, if you watch a horse herd, one of the things my wife had seen before we had horses was she thought they were mean, because out in the pasture they kick and they bite and they kick and they bite because they're establishing their structural foundations and that top-to-bottom formation, if you will. So that exists in the horse world as it does in the military world. So when the veterans get involved with horses, they start to see that aspect of the horse, and they see what's going on in the pasture, and they see that although there appears to be great conflict, it de-escalates very quickly because horses sort out where they are in the herd. Just as we who have been in the military, we sort out where we stand in that military structure. So the de-escalation is good for the veterans to see, hey, there can be turmoil within the pasture. There can be turmoil in our lives, but it's best to de-escalate that as quickly as we possibly can.
One of the things I found in working with horses and animals is an animal can sense your well-being. They can sense your where you are. And especially with small children, and I've played Santa Claus to cerebral palsied children before, and there's something very healing about that animal. They, in a way, they can sense that, and I think they become special. I think they do differently.
Is that the same thing that you're seeing when they're working with veterans?
Absolutely. The a lot of people, you know, they talk about animals being dumb or stupid, but if you're around dogs, you realize dogs are very intuitive, very knowing. If you're around horses, you find out the same thing. They're not just this big lumbering animal out in the pasture eating grass. They really, really understand people. So when you get when their veterans get around horses, when they get around horses, they come to realize that horse understands me. The horse knows I have some issues going on in my life. And as a veteran spends time around that horse, we talk about de-escalation. Their feelings start to de-escalate, and they become one with that horse. And we find that in our program, a specific veteran will gravitate towards a specific horse, and vice versa, a horse will gravitate to a veteran, and they become a partner. So during the sessions, as they get to know that horse better, the horse gets to know them better, and they become a partner. It is a wonderful experience to see that happen.
Yeah, and as an instructor out there, it's kind of a little secret for us. We can tell what the veteran might need and is dealing with without ever even opening up, because we know our horses and we see what horse is drawn and what they are drawn to in that horse. So we kind of know what they're dealing with within.
Horses tend to mirror the emotion of their handler, right?
They really do. And you have a shyer horse or you have a more dominant horse, and horses draw to what the human's emotion is. So if you have a dominating person out there, the dominating horse will go to them. Same with if you have an abused horse that needs love and tender and softness, that veteran a lot of times is similar. So we can tell what they're dealing with. If it is kind of a PTSD or depression, depending on what kind of horse is drawn to them, we can tell that.
I've dealt with horses many years ago, and I know what you're talking about of an abused animal. And I think there's a lot of people who are going to shelters getting dogs and cats who've been abused. And there can be a real huge bond and a huge therapy between both the human and the animal. And I think that's important, because it's not just riding the animal as a horse. It's interacting with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, what do you do? You have them being brushed down. You have them being fed.
Right off the beginning, we go ahead and we bring in, depending on how many veterans there are, the same amount of horses. We let them free, and we teach the veterans. We go out, and we see who's drawn to who. We each get one. We bring them in, and we teach how to groom, ground handling, brushing, leading. And then sometimes we always have a counselor as well there, and they put a little game together, and so we work together that way. And as we're leading through, at the end, the veterans and the counselors and the instructors will get together and have kind of a de-escalation of what went on.
Yeah, let me do a little throwback here. Our Armed Forces and Horses program, a lot of people wonder what it might cost. Right?
Yes.
And so I'd like maybe either one of you to address that. What is this program that we have, and what does it cost a rider?
Armed Forces and Horses, there is no cost to our veterans. Either it is covered by PATH International, by local donations, by private personnel who want the program to succeed and go on. And in addition to what Veronica was sharing as far as the program, a lot of our sessions with our veterans, there's no riding. We do have riding, but a lot of the veterans, they may not want to ride. They just want the interaction with the horse. Or we also gives the opportunity of veterans to interact with other veterans with similar problems and issues. And so the horse program, the Armed Forces and Horses program, doesn't necessarily mean everyone's riding horses all the time. It is interacting with their fellow veterans. It's interacting with horses, but not necessarily on their back.
Dwayne, could you or Veronica share a success story? Since this program started back in 2017, some things that you have seen with the veterans coming through the program?
I think one of the biggest things I've seen with the program, as Dr. Morgan shared with his son, Kenton, there are so many situations, it's hard to pick one out. We see gains in people's torso structure. I've seen people that have come in wheelchairs, and this may sound a little hokey, but people have come in wheelchairs at the beginning of a session, and within a couple of years, they've gone from a wheelchair to a walker to a cane to walking. They may not be walking like the standard person you see running down the sidewalk or walking down the sidewalk, but they've actually gone from a wheelchair to walking.
So you've seen great physical strides, which is very easy. It's tangible, right? How about the emotional progress with the veterans? And you know, we've been affiliated with animal programs for animal therapy, and one of the biggest benefits is where that veteran may struggle with social anxiety even within their own household, with their spouse, their children, going through some of these animal programs, it has greatly impacted their ability to transition more healthily with their family unit.
Well, in a lot of our sessions, you know, we have 3 to 5 veterans there. It's a time for them to be, if anyone's ever been near military, is once you go through basic and you go and serve, you are family. You might not know each other at all, but it's amazing. The first day of session, you walk in and you've known each other your whole lives. Well, all that is there is structured military. So they get to be themselves. Language might not always be what everybody knows on the other side. They get to lay what's on the doorstep there. You see a part that the family doesn't even get to see. So they get to be themselves, and in doing that, it is healing.
At some point, when they're ready, do you bring the family unit in to experience what the veteran is experiencing?
Only if all the veterans want it. Some veterans don't really want that aspect. They enjoy having the fellowship in the family, but they realize that that is only there. Yeah. And it gives them a person to turn to throughout the week. You exchange phone numbers, you know one another, you become each other's friend and family. Okay. Again, if at the end, we never do it at the beginning, we always offer a chance for maybe the last session to bring the families in together. If all the veterans agree to it, then yes.
Well, we want to encourage those tuning in. If this is touching your heart, you want to learn more about it, go to allstarfoundation.org, allstarfoundation.org. And Dwayne, this is located where in Texas?
It is located in Mansfield, Texas, south of Fort Worth.
All right, Dr. Ken, you mentioned to me on the break about events. And events are a chance for not only raising money, but a chance for everybody to work together as a team and have a lot of fun. Tell me about where you can find out about the events, and tell me about some of the events you've got coming up.
Yes, and did you hear that the cost is zero to our veterans that are into this program? And we do that because we get sponsorship and support. So we're busy like any 501c3 in trying to have events to raise money. We have a golf tournament coming up April 12th out at Hidden Creek over in Burleson, Texas. We have our gala. Our annual gala, it's our second one for us. Music is playing, my band is playing, it's August 2nd, and then a clay shoot November 2nd. And you can go to allstarfoundation.org.
All right, and then in this last segment, we're also going to learn about Chisholm Challenge by Dwayne.
Well, let's horse around just a little bit more this beautiful, beautiful morning here in Dallas, Texas. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, and this is Jim Blythe with Robin Valtudo, and we've got the All-Star Equestrian Team from Burleson, Texas. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners. You're listening to KBDT 1160 Dallas Radio, Alliance for the Brave.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When Hurricane Harvey hit Texas, the Texas State Guard hit back. When Texans needed shelter, safety, and someone who cared, the Texas State Guard was there. What will you do when Texans need help? Why not answer the call with us? Check out the Texas State Guard. Prior military service is not required, but certainly welcomed. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Texas State Guard. Duty, honor, Texas. Join the Texas State Guard.
50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. We're talking about great opportunities for therapy to help not only children, but to help veterans who've been through all kinds of problems. Robin, you were going to ask Dwayne a question.
Yes, for those of you just tuning in, we've been had the pleasure of the All-Star Foundation crew in the house with us today. Dwayne Wheeler, president of the board, final thoughts on the veterans program and also commenting on the length of it.
The veterans program, one of the things I want to assure everyone, for our veterans program, Armed Forces and Horses, it's completely confidential. So during the session, we want our veterans to open up and talk about their experiences, talk about things that are bothering them, whether it be from military, from prior military, post-military. what they need for help, and we open it up to let them talk about what they want and not worry about being talked about outside of the organization.
Very, very good to know. And the program is, Veronica, 5 to 10 weeks?
It's 5 to 10 weeks. Each session lasts either an hour to 2 hours, and it is all kind of formed around what the veterans need at that point in time during the session.
Excellent. We are so glad that you offer this quality program to our veterans that may be struggling with post-traumatic stress, social anxiety, anxiety within the household. This is an opportunity for them to just get reconnected with society in the way that they used to before service.
And they actually can have a lot of physical needs as well, you know, loss of limbs and things like that. We will do it all.
So. Excellent. Well, let's talk about, as we come to a close on the show, one other really, really neat equine event that you're very heavily involved with, Dwayne.
Well, that event is called Chisholm Challenge. In 2002, we met with Mr. Bob Watt and his team, and we got Chisholm Challenge established for the North Texas Therapeutic Riding Centers. It is held the week prior to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. It is part of the Stock Show and Rodeo.
And when is that, for those of us that don't know?
It is for all of the North Texas centers to bring riders to compete. It's kind of like the NFL Super Bowl for our riders. And we very much focus on our veterans. We had a veteran carry the flag in opening ceremonies, and we have special veteran events at the show.
So just this past January was the 16th annual show. It brought together 15 North Texas Therapeutic Riding Centers, and the special focus during the Olympics ceremonies had to have been so neat.
It was really wonderful watching an Army veteran carry the flag on horseback.
And there's also a special veterans-only competition.
Yes, and they did a wonderful job, and they love competing, as we all do. And it was very special and very tearful for a lot of
people. How are they competing? What is the competition exactly?
They do Western Riding, Western Ag, any of the competitions of the regular horse show.
All right. And how can we learn more about the upcoming Chisholm Challenge for this coming year?
ChisholmChallenge.org. ChisholmChallenge.com is Chisholm, C-H-I-S-L-M.
Well, I'm sure if you Google it, it will just come up.
Yeah, Chisholm, C-H-I-S-H-O-L-M, challenge.
All right, we've got it. And, of course, you can learn so much more about everything you've heard today, either going to our website, allianceforthebrave.com, or go straight to allstarfoundation.org. Veronica, your final thoughts?
I'd just like to invite any of y'all that are wanting to know what we do to go online and check. Or also just go on and find out around your centers and stuff. Volunteers are always needed as well. That is what keeps our doors opening, as well as funding. So,
all right. And Dr. Ken Morgan.
I'd just like to encourage everybody to go to allstarfoundation.org and support us. We need your help.
It's a great opportunity. Now, are you going to do the clay shoot from horseback? Have you ever trained a horse for that?
That would be dangerous for me and the horse.
No, I've actually gone quail hunting from horses that were trained, and that is a unique experience.
Let me tell you what, if it'll raise money for this program, I'm in.
we're going to get Jim Blythe out there. He can start it.
I'll have to resurrect my English saddle because, man, I much prefer to ride English.
I've got one.
Well, this is Jim Blythe and Robin Valtudo, and we have had a wonderful morning with the All-Star Equestrian Foundation talking about therapy that really works. So we'll be right back after this word from all of our partners as we talk about service dogs. You see them everywhere today. Where do they get trained? How do they get handled? We've got a great program coming in. All about service dogs. Robin?
Canines for Freedom and Independence coming up in the second hour.
So if the horse don't bite you, the dog will, right? Okay, right. This is such a beautiful, beautiful day. Get yourself another cup of coffee. We're going to bring this ship in. This is Alliance for the Brave, and we'll be right back.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
R. Kelly spent the night in jail. He's facing 10 felony counts for alleged sexual abuse of underage girls. The grand jury indictment names 4 victims. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Attorney Michael Avenatti, who represents 2 alleged victims, calls Kelly a predator.
I am confident that he will be convicted in other jurisdictions as well, and he will rightfully die in a prison somewhere, whether it be in Illinois or elsewhere in America. He should never walk free another day in his life.
Through his lawyers, Kelly has consistently denied the charges.
It appears the public will have to wait a little longer to read Paul Manafort's sentencing memo from special counsel Robert Mueller. The filing had a midnight deadline set by a federal court, but the report has not yet been released. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while. And I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Getting ready for the Oscars. A few of the pre-Oscar events were held in Los Angeles on Friday night. One of them, a cocktail party, honors all the female nominees. Among the attendees, Crazy Rich Asians actress Tan Keng Hwa.
I think the word inclusion and diversity have been two of the words that I have heard most.
The 91st Academy Awards will air this Sunday night on ABC. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged in Florida with soliciting a prostitute. WPEC-TV's Maxine Bensel.
25 men, including New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, made the list of men accused of soliciting a prostitute at Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter. Jupiter police say their investigation into the spa began in November of last year. According to this arrest report, in January, they began conducting surveillance inside the spa. According to police, it appears the victims were living in the spa, forced into performing sexual acts around the clock.
This is USA Radio News.
If you want to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Well, MyPillow will help you. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll get free shipping when you click on their 4-pack special. That's 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Click on the 4-pack special at MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Use promo code USA.
Right before the beginning of baseball season, there's one professional minor league team that is putting an end to a tradition that has been around for decades. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
The Hartford, Connecticut Yard Goats, the AA Eastern League affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, will no longer sell peanuts or Cracker Jack at the ballpark. Team President Tim Russell says, with more than 200 food items available, it makes sense to eliminate just 2 that allows fans with peanut allergies to attend games. I'm John Clemens.
There's some good news about the coastal waters around Florida. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
It seems Florida's coastal waters are free from the devastating red tide bloom that began in October of 2017. A Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission report says the toxic algae is no longer present in water samples collected from anywhere in or around the state. That bloom caused respiratory irritations in people, and it killed vast numbers of sea turtles, manatees, dolphins, and fish. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the USA.
In the air, everywhere around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication for today's veterans, active duty, and patriots around the globe. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran, and joining me, our executive director, the beautiful Miss Robin Valtudo. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, and good morning to everyone continuing to tune in with us. If you're in your car, listening on the dial, you're streaming us live from AllianceForTheBrave.com, or you're joining us via Facebook Live. We have got a great second hour as we continue on our theme today, the healing power of animals. Please welcome our wonderful guest, Janine Baggett, to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
And Janine, you brought a very special guest with you.
I did. This is Monroe. He is actually a trained explosives detection dog. Other than being an Air Force veteran myself, I'm also a deputy for Fannin County Sheriff's Department. And so we work together with Fannin County Sheriff's Department as well as a contractor.
And you started an organization called Canines for Freedom and Independence.
I did. Started the organization back in 2012 when I saw that there was a need out there. Being someone from the field, both as a first responder and a veteran, that did not charge for the services, but actually provided an actual fully trained dog.
Well, before we get into the value, the importance, the worth of service dogs, share a little bit more about your service background.
Well, I was a combat veteran from the Gulf War, and I was attached to the 65th AES, and we did AeroVac. I was an AeroVac medic, and we transported in country. I got to play in the sandbox, and we transported injured and sick to Germany. Is what we did.
I got to tell you, my hat's off to you. That is a tremendous, tremendous effort, and thank you for all you did, because I know. There are times, and I saw people medevaced into our carriers from South Vietnam. It's tough. That's a tough deal. And thank you for what you do. And then thank you for what you do today as a deputy sheriff. And then thank you for bringing this wonderful, this most loving dog.
He is a very good boy.
He keeps, every time I take my hand away from rubbing him, here he comes, man. Well, this is a.
Tell us about him and how
Monroe,
he came to you.
Monroe is a 3-year-old Belgian Malinois, specifically trained for explosives detection. I came about him when he was about 9 weeks old. He is one of the few dogs that I did not rescue. Most of the dogs that I get, they're rescues that we train, but I needed something specific for this serious of a job, because unfortunately the world that we're in now is a lot different from years past, where we're actually having to worry about things here as well as overseas.
Now, a Malinois is also known as a Belgian Shepherd. Is that correct?
There's four related breeds that if you look into Europe, they're all the same breed, but they're varieties of the same breed. Here in the U.S., they cut them into four different breeds of dog. There's the Belgian Shepherd, which is the long-haired version, same color as this dog. Belgian Malinois is the shorter coat, but the predominantly tan and black. Belgian Tavurin is this color, long hair. Belgian Shepherd is solid black. And then there's the Groenendahl, which is actually a curly coated of this color.
Now, one of the things that people don't know, I mean, why this specific type of dog? This is what the SEALs use.
Exactly.
These dogs are incredibly smart.
Yeah.
They're a little bit smaller than what you would think of as a regular German Shepherd, mm-hmm. but they are, and they bond. I mean, I tell you what, you may not get out of here with him.
I know, Jim, he is very taken with you.
He is a very, very intelligent dog. And with those that, you know, he meets, he's very friendly with them. But then when it's time to work, he won't recognize you.
Oh, I'm sure. He goes on point.
Yeah. Now, they're a lot healthier than, unfortunately, the German Shepherds here in the U.S. as a general rule. Not all of them.
Yeah, they have a lot of hip dysplasia in the bigger dogs.
Hip and elbow dysplasia, yeah.
I think it's also important to know when you're talking about explosive, these dogs have this incredible sense of smell.
Absolutely.
And I think they also have an incredible insight into human behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
They can spot something when we might not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, talk about that, Janine, the benefits of the dog's
sense of smell is off the charts more than what a human would be. When they can pick up, you know, small, tiny amounts of less than a teaspoon in basic acknowledgement of a size that most people would recognize, under a teaspoon of an explosive component, narcotics, so if it's an illegal drug, they can pick that up that's inside of a car. A human's not going to be able to pick that up without actually trying to find it, but they're not going to be able to smell it as a general rule.
Well, and these dogs too, only because a good dear friend of mine who is in the service has one of the mm-hmm. similar breed. It picks up on emotion
yes.
so well.
Yeah, they do. Unfortunately, the breed as a whole does not make a very good service dog for handicap purposes. Because typically if the person is handicapped, they're going to be limited as to the amount of exercise they can give the dog. These guys need an extreme amount of exercise. They're very intelligent. It's not that they can't do the job, but they're typically too much dog for the job that a handicapped service dog would need. For doing explosives, for doing narcotics, working dog, that type of thing, perfect job for them.
When this dog gets to be quite a bit older, 9 or 10, he might be a great service dog then because they calm down a lot. I know mine did.
Right, but at that point, we want to pair someone with a dog that is going to be there for quite some time.
Oh, okay.
So we want a 6-month-year-old, max 2 years old is what our organization will max out at, 2 years old to start a dog.
Tell me a little bit about the training program and the interaction and what you do to train an animal like this.
Well, when we're talking, if you're talking the service dog or you're talking explosives, for our service dog organization, we rescue dogs out of shelters and rescue groups. And we take them, bring them into either my home. We have a volunteer trainer. Our organization is all volunteer, in fact. We have no paid staff. And we start that trial basis of getting used to living in the house, obedience, manners, and getting out in the world and finding out that, you know, there's places you can go that we're going to need you to also work and be able to work and still do your job without having to worry about things that are going on around you.
Well, it's regulated more today, isn't it? Dogs becoming service dogs and qualifications for that?
Unfortunately, there's a fine line between being overregulated and preventing individuals from getting a service dog. Here in the state of Texas, I'm actually on the governor's advisory board for service dogs. We're trying to ride that fine line of what is the proper training or what is the end result that the dog must meet versus being able to keep someone from being able to train your own. Because legally, you're allowed to train your own dog. You don't have to go through an organization. But the stipulation is there for a service dog, which is not an emotional support dog, and it's not a therapy dog. Service dogs must be able to behave in public, can't be aggressive, can't be barky, can't be making a scene for a bad reason. And they have to be able to perform tasks to mitigate the person's handicap. So that's a specific task that must be trained. Just because the person pets the dog and they feel better doesn't mean it's a service dog. Now, under the state of Texas, there's actually penalties for that. You can break the law by portraying your dog as a service dog when it is not. And individuals can ask you, and that's under federal law and state, they can ask you, is that a service dog? That's yes or no. And once you say yes, what task is your dog trained to do? If you have nothing to say other than, well, he makes me feel better than when he's with me, you need to leave.
Well, I know today you really wanted to bring more awareness to fake service dogs.
It's a huge, huge problem. I've gone through airports, whether or not I'm talking about with a police dog that I'm going to training with, and I'm having to fly with him to a different location to train, or if I'm training out in the real world with one of our dogs in training, I have been lunged at by dogs. I've had organizations that supposedly train dogs, and their dogs are barking and snarling at my dogs. There's individuals who take their dogs into places that act poorly, and then when our dogs go into a place, well, of course, then people are going to doubt, is that really a real, quote-unquote, real service dog? Then there's websites out there where, without any proof of any training, you can buy an ID card for your dog in you saying that it's a service dog, and it's had no training at all.
So the what is your message to those tuning in today that might have done that themselves, or they know others that do, and the disservice that it causes to true service dogs?
To be frank, stop it. Stop it. Our organization focuses on post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries. And when we have an individual with a real service dog and they're challenged and treated poorly, all that does is set them off. When previously they had someone come into their business that had a fake service dog that either tore up something or barked at people or lunged at people or whatever, just stop. Quit being so selfish to wanting to take your pet dog into a place it doesn't belong.
Yeah.
That's why the airlines have had to update and really harp down on dogs going on to airlines, because people have been bit. People have had huge problems with the fake service dogs, and you don't want that at 30,000 feet.
General public, they don't really understand the consequences of not being truthful and the importance, the true value and importance of genuinely trained service dogs.
Absolutely.
Let's talk more about Canines for Freedom and Independence and a whole slew of dogs folks can get to know on your website, and what those dogs provide, and how can those in need apply to have a service dog?
Absolutely. Yeah. So our organization is very simple. You reach out to us, we talk to you about it. And depending on what you're needing, we help any type of first responder. So it can be a veteran, it could be a law enforcement officer, it could be a firefighter. I've got everything under the sun that's part of our organization. I've got a former Army Ranger. And so we've got a number of different demographics that we do, but we specifically work with the first responders because they're seeing things that can't be erased.
Yeah.
And so you give us a call, we talk on the phone, we figure out if it's maybe a good fit. If it's something local, then let's meet, let's talk. If it's something you want to move forward with, because I tell them the good, the bad, and the ugly. This is not here's a dog, here's 2 weeks of training, and bye. Our program is a ton different. We have an immersion program where you have to meet with us on a weekly basis. Granted, there's going to be times you're sick and whatnot, but we meet on a weekly basis. We train in places you don't want to go.
What's the typical time frame of getting someone acclimated to their service dog?
Do you mean getting it or then doing the training process?
Doing the training. It actually could be both.
Yeah.
It could be both.
So it could take up to a couple months to get a dog because we don't even look for a dog until we get the applicants. And then once we find the dog, it comes to us for a couple months. Then we have them over for a couple visits. We go to a visit and then...
Take it from there.
Take it from
there. Okay, we'll continue the conversation when we come back from break.
Yeah, this is fascinating. I'm sitting here with this great dog, Monroe. We're just having a good time. I'm not supposed to pet you, but I think I'm just having too much fun.
Canines for Freedom and Independence.
We're going to be right back after these words from all of our partners. I think I've got a new buddy in Monroe. You may not get out of here with him. What a great day we've got. This is KBDT, 1160 AM. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Dan Zinger and Delano Attorneys, Houston. Attention, have you been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma? Did you spend your life working hard in a shipyard or in the railroad industry? Were you a pipe fitter in the oil or gas industry? Maybe you worked in construction or are a proud Navy veteran. If you worked in any of these industries, there's a likelihood you worked with and around toxic levels of asbestos. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-814-5199. Our attorneys have been fighting for over 20 years to make sure that mesothelioma and lung cancer victims get the compensation they're entitled to. Our guarantee to you is that we only get paid if you get paid. So if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call now, 800-814-5199. That's 800-814-5199.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, and this is Jim Blythe with Miss Robin Valtudo, our executive director. Thank you for doing so much to get this going over the years.
Oh, my pleasure. We have a great team that we have, and I am so excited that we were able to get both these organizations on with us today and dedicate a full show to the healing power of animals. And we're welcomed back in studio by this gorgeous canine, Monroe, with his handler and the founder of Canines for Freedom and Independence, Miss Janine Baggett. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
And Janine, as we were going to break, we just started to dive into the process of how do you get a dog and the timeline and all the steps that are involved.
Right. So real quick, it's you give me a call. We talk about if it's something that we think we can help you with. We stick to those straight demographics of first responders, veterans, firefighters, EMS, police officers. If it's something that we think we can work with, we'll meet with you if at all possible. Have you come down if you're a little bit out of the area? Then if we think it's a good fit, then we send you an application. It's an application process. Doesn't cost you anything. It's not a very difficult application. We do a background check because we need to know we're not dealing with any criminals, anything like that. And once it's all verified that you are who you say you are in regards to your status of being a former police officer or veteran, whatnot, that your practitioner that's diagnosed you with PTS has sent us a letter stating such, that we can then start looking for a dog and pair it with you, and we try and find something that fits your lifestyle, if there's maybe a fear of a certain breed of dog, because that is out there. And once we get that, we can find the dog, we start training it, and then we bring you over for visits. You can start getting to know the dog. We'll come to your house, bring the dog, do some training, and then there's a process from there. Once we drop the dog off with you, there's guidelines that you have to follow, and we will own the dog, though, for the lifetime of the dog, because when it comes to this program, we love those individuals that we help, but our allegiance is with the dog.
And that's the protection. One dog can help multiple people in its lifetime.
Absolutely. And we've had that happen. So.
And you guys are based in Collinsville, Texas.
Yes.
Do you have a lot of out-of-state first responders or service members?
I'm actually getting a lot of police officers from out-of-state. We've now got a dog in Tennessee, Arkansas. We've got a dog in training in Utah. And I've actually got a really good program I'll bring up to you guys in a little bit that I'm working with an actual agency in Missouri.
Fantastic.
Wow.
And
yeah.
As we continue the conversation about these amazing canines, learn more about the organization at caninesforfreedom.org. That's K, the number 9, S, F-O-R, freedom.org. caninesforfreedom.org. And you can link directly to them from our website, allianceforthebrave.com.
This is one of the most loving dogs. It reminds me of the Malinois I had many, many, many years ago. And, man, I mean, to tell you, this is tremendous help. So I want to go back on something you were talking about, if that's okay. The difference between a service dog, a therapy dog, and maybe a working dog.
Right.
This dog is trained really as a working dog.
He is a working dog. He is a bomb dog. That is his job. But our philosophy behind all of it is, even with dogs that are trained to do bite work with different law enforcement agencies, we want them to be neutral when not needing to bite someone. We don't need an incidental bite. When it comes to service dogs are meant to be friendly with the person that their handler. We train those dogs that when they're in, and he doesn't have one on today, but if they're in a dog jacket, you're not allowed to elicit attention from anyone else. When they're out of the jacket, then they can be more of a pet dog. And emotional support dogs really have no training. It's just a pet dog that your psychologist has written you a note. And so that's just kind of how that goes.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about veterans who use the system and weeding out those who just are looking for a handout.
What a great fun. Is here petting this dog? I'm getting more dog therapy than I know what to do with.
He's so calming. Monroe is wonderful.
Yeah, you're a pretty special guy. Yes, you are. Well, thank you for bringing on board. We're going to be talking more about this as we come back from this break with all of our partners. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on KBDT, 1160 AM Radio Dallas. And thank you for Facebook and joining in there. This is Jim Blythe and Robin. And we'll be right back after these words.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
R. Kelly spent the night in jail. He's facing 10 felony counts for alleged sexual abuse of underage girls. The grand jury indictment names 4 victims. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Attorney Michael Avenatti, who represents 2 alleged victims, calls Kelly a predator.
I am confident that he will be convicted in other jurisdictions as well, and he will rightfully die in a prison somewhere, whether it be in Illinois or elsewhere in America. He should never walk free another day in his life.
Through his lawyers, Kelly has consistently denied the charges.
It appears the public will have to wait a little longer to read Paul Manafort's sentencing memo from special counsel Robert Mueller. The filing had a midnight deadline set by a federal court, but the report has not yet been released. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Art. Mommy, Jimmy flushed his car down the toilet, and now it's running over.
Call Cody and Sons Plumbing for life's unforeseen events. For 50 years, Cody has met the plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs of businesses and homeowners across the Metroplex. Did you just turn on your furnace and did it go? Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Better yet, call them today for a preseason checkup and cleaning to prevent those problems. Want to save money with a tankless water heater? Call Cody at 972-870-9444. From garbage disposal installation to full bath remodels, the experienced folks at Cody & Sons are your plumbing, heating, and air problem solvers. Ask the experts about their MVP programs and easy financing, too. Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Go online to CodyAndSons.com. That's CodyAndSons.com. Or call today at 972-870-9444. Keep this number for gas leaks and other emergencies. 972-870-9444. Cody and Sons Plumbing.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. What a great day. I've got a new buddy. Man, if this guy could talk, Robin, you'd have a real run for your money of a co-host.
I think we have a new mascot, Deneen Monroe. We would love to keep him.
No.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We are talking with a phenomenal woman. Thank you for your service as well, Deneen. She's a veteran She is also the deputy sheriff in Fannin County of Bonham, Texas. You train these beautiful canines for all different types of needs. And you are the chairman founder of Canines for Freedom and Independence. We were talking during the break about how you came to this line of work. So share your story.
Right. So long, long time ago, I've had a wonderful aunt that was a vet tech back in the day when I was little. And so she kind of got me hooked on animals. Once I went into the military, got to see some of the military working dogs and some of the stuff like that. I went into the medical field. And then from there, when I got out, I went into law enforcement and started doing search and rescue with dogs, and saw just how amazing it could be to see what the things that they could do, the cases that we could solve, the people we could save. And so that just snowballed into all the other things that I've been doing.
May I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Have you've done search and rescue, you've done SAR work. Where are some of the places that you've gone to try and do that, if I may ask?
Well, I'm originally, don't hold it against me, I'm originally from California. I got out as soon as I could, just saying.
That's okay, I love it. I mean, if I could afford to live in San Diego, I'd be on my way right now.
Oh, yeah, I love my state, but it's just, yeah, it's too expensive. But I was a member of CARDA, California Rescue Dog Association, and we worked a number of different cases. Christina Williams was a case that we worked. It was a big, unfortunately, murder case. I worked a quadruple murder case up in Placer County Sheriff's Department, and a number of different places that I worked, predominantly throughout the state of California. We were called throughout the state to work different cases for law enforcement.
Intense.
Do some of this training also would be to find somebody who's in an earthquake shattered building or?
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Part of one of the dogs that I trained was what we had. It was called Basic Urban Disaster. And so in the first 12 hours, we could be immediately called in prior to a task force. And we are volunteers, whereas the task force teams that are under FEMA are actually paid handlers, and it typically takes them a good 24 to 48 hours to respond.
Well,
so
let's talk about the veterans who are using the system,
right,
and those who may be misusing the system.
There's a lot of individuals out there, unfortunately, and I don't know if it's due to society right now of everyone thinks they have a right. I think that plays into it, unfortunately. But there are a number of places that I'm seeing with the organizations that I pair up with. Casualties of War is one of them. And we're seeing more and more where individuals are what we call shopping for benefits. What can I get from this organization? And it's sad to see that that's happening, but it is happening. And it's an ugly truth that no one wants to talk about, but it's there. And it's keeping those that we want to help that are being recluse in their house, they're secluded, they don't want to get out. Those are what those hunting trips are for. That's what, you know, the service dogs are for. If you're just wanting a pet dog to take with you wherever you go and you don't really have a disability, you don't need a service dog. And, you know, stop what you're doing, which is harming others. It's not just about you.
What are some of the procedures in place to see through the truth?
Well, we have an interview process that we go through. There's documentation that they have to prove to us that they've been diagnosed with something. They are having issues. We talk to family and friends. They have to have letters of reference from other than family members saying, you know, I really think this would be a good idea. Unfortunately, there are those people that still sneak through.
Does there have to be a physician recommendation?
Yes. Yes. Either by a psychologist, mental health practitioner. We work hand in hand with the Stephen A. Cohen Military Family Clinic here in North Texas. And, you know, we do a lot of training with them as well, much less other organizations, to teach them this is what we need.
And how about on the positive side, let's talk more about the healing powers that you've seen of these animals with some veterans or first responders that have been assigned.
Yeah. It's been absolutely amazing. When you get some of these guys that have gone from getting the big beard and being rough and tough and trying to keep people at bay and only going out when they absolutely have to. They're not doing stuff with their kids and family in the beginning. And by the other end, they can take their dog and our final review before I have an outside tester come in and test our dogs, because I want someone outside of us to come in and say, yes, this dog is fully trained. We go through and we go to one of the guys, Chris, I'll use his first name, him and his dog, Gunner, we took him as a final review process, a grand opening of a big chain grocery store. And I said, bring a list of shopping, because you're going to go shopping and you're going to do this with all the craziness going on around, which is not something he ever thought he could ever do. And it's just, it's night and day.
It's just the connection with the dog. It puts him at ease.
So absolutely.
You're doing all kinds of training, from what I understand. You're training service dogs. You're training working dogs. Do you train the blind dogs
guide
for
dogs?
The blind?
No.
Okay.
Our organization specifically does PTS, traumatic brain injury, so TBI. But we also come across some fantastic dogs that could get into law enforcement. And I've got two local handlers and trainers up here in the North Texas area. Steven Antomarchi is a very good friend of mine. He's my brother from another mother. And love him to death. He's not a veteran, but, you know, I'll take him anyway. And then another good friend of mine, Shane Mittens. They both work for law enforcement agencies. Shane's with Louisville PD, and Steve is with Prosper ISD PD. And, you know, we try and get dogs out with their help, with connections that we all have. A good friend of mine, Nancy DeMartin, down in Houston, we try and get dogs out and into these law enforcement agencies because we need it. We've got a huge drug problem, no matter what the politicians want to say. We've got a huge drug problem. We've got a huge problem in general with the safety and security of our country. And these dogs are coming into play. And it's things that we couldn't accomplish without them.
I think these dogs would be integral also in a school environment. You know, to me, I can't think of anything more intimidating than if you were crazy enough to go into a school and want to perpetrate a crime, knowing that you'd have a dog all over you. Might not be a bad way to protect the kids.
Absolutely. As a deputy for Fannin County Sheriff's Department, our sheriff, Mark Johnson, fantastic man. He's been completely behind everything that I've been wanting to do in regards to on the law enforcement side. We go to the schools. We do public events where we introduce the dogs. We make it known that we've got dogs and we're here to protect our kids, our community, and some of the other things that dogs can be used for.
Well, it's great that you absolutely have that support from your superiors above you. It makes all the difference in the world. And you work a lot within the first responder community. Let's talk about suicide amongst first responders. That was a big topic for you to bring to our listeners.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge problem. Right now, of course, for obvious reasons, our veterans have the priority. And it's obvious it should be because the number is so much higher in regards to the number of veterans compared to.
Well, I think just from a civilian standpoint, I think we perceive someone going off to war in another country and seeing death or having to make that fatal decision is different than our own first responders doing that on our home front.
Absolutely.
But it's not. It's the same.
It is absolutely the same. And the thing that we're seeing with on the law enforcement side, and that's including paramedics, firefighters, police officers, is they're seeing these things. And unfortunately, the stigma is there of, I can't show any weakness.
Yeah,
I can't show that I can't do my job because then I'll get into trouble. And I've got a number of the guys that I've worked with that were fired because they said, look, I can't be part of the child sex crime unit anymore. Please put me out on patrol. I can't look at some of the things. I can't deal with some of these things anymore. Just put me out on the road and let me just be a beat cop. And they're being fired. So less than 5% of law enforcement agencies have any kind of mental health program affiliated with them to help their own officers, much less the community.
Such a tough deal. And I got to tell you, having had some experience in the Texas juvenile system, there's a real problem when you talk about drugs. There's a real problem right. dealing with somebody who is messed up on drugs.
Absolutely.
And that's a tremendous traumatic situation to go through.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Much less for the family.
Oh, yeah.
The family surrounding that person, yeah.
Janine, what, from your perspective and all of your years of service in this area and with this demographic, what changes do you think need to happen?
Well, obviously...
Or what steps as we bring awareness to this need in our first responders demographic, same as with the veterans, but the first responders demographic is not getting the same attention from the government for assistance for mental health or the same support to come forward and share what you're struggling with. And they're fearful to do that because they might get fired. What are some steps that need to take place? How can we help?
Well, I mean, definitely more programs need to be out there that for those that want it to be unaffiliated with their agency, because the information to help them get better, they don't want it getting back to their agency. So we need to have more of those organizations out there to discuss, to be there, to be a therapist for those officers, firefighters, that doesn't get back to their
confidentially.
Office. So confidentially. The dog program is phenomenal. I've done it with the different agencies that I'm with. I'll take dogs through dispatch because dispatch workers may not be physically out there on the street, but they're over the radio, they're on the telephone, they're listening to things, and so they're hearing things that can also haunt them. So I've run dogs through dispatch and just let them get loved on. And it's just, we're human. And the respect across the board, across the country, respect for each other needs to be increased like it used to be. Not everybody's perfect. We know that. We're human. Not every cop is great. We know that. But across the board, it's so much easier to say, you know, if you're told to pull over, you're told to put your hands up, you're told to whatever, just do it. And stop arguing there. If you have a problem with whatever that officer did, get their name and take it up later.
So it's definitely not, the real environment is definitely not the environment of you see on the TV show like Blue Bloods, where they protect their own. If they're struggling, they send them to a therapist.
Absolutely
that
not.
Is not the culture.
Oh no, we're the first ones to be thrown under the bus.
Jim, I don't know about you, but that is just disturbing to me.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it, one of the points you made is when an officer says do something, do it.
Exactly.
Shut your mouth and do it.
Right.
Because you don't know what that guy's just been through.
You're talking about from a civilian being stopped by an officer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We always think about what the mentality is, the emotional state is of the person being stopped.
Right.
But we can also have that same compassion in return, not knowing what that officer is coming from.
Absolutely. I would much rather be nice to someone. I'd much rather just, whether or not it's write them a ticket, give them a warning, you know, have that discussion with them and have them on their way and be done, than have to get into a hand-to-hand, you know, situation with them or have to arrest them because one thing or another.
Yeah.
That's the last thing we want. So... you know, it has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with male, female, or anything else. It's just respect yourself. Make, you know, act appropriately. And if you have a problem with it, then take it up later.
I think that's part of the problem is today's society, we've just become so relaxed on what is appropriate behavior in society.
Exactly.
Well, it's become very me-oriented, me too, me-aggressive. All right, we're going to be wrapping this up, and I'm going to have to let Monroe go home. This is the greatest. I mean, he just keeps putting his head on my lap, and it's just a great thing.
So calming.
This is Jim Blythe with Robin Valtudo, and we are Alliance for the Brave talking about Canines for Freedom. We're going to wrap this up in just a minute after these words from all of our partners. You're listening to Alliance for Brave on KBDT 1160 AM and around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
The higher in rank you are, the calmer you must be. The higher your position, the calmer you must be in front of the people that you lead. No one wants to follow someone who runs around yelling and screaming and has lost it. Leaders cannot afford to lose it. Leaders have to remain in control. If you're not in control, you are out of control. Therefore, the higher in rank you are, the calmer you must be. Give clear and precise instructions. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Robin, we're about to bring this port right home. Here we are. What a great, beautiful day. I just want to say thank you for bringing in the Animal Day. That's
yes,
been great.
Yes, our show dedicated to the healing powers of animals has just been so fabulous. And you have found a new best friend with Monroe from Canines for Freedom and Independence. And I'm so grateful to Janine Baggett. She's the chairman and founder of this organization, helping first responders, our veterans, as they transition in from their service life to civilian life. And also when the safety environment, working as service dogs or work dogs. My terminology is all off.
Oh, that's okay. Working dogs, yeah. We try and help out getting some of those neat dogs that we find in shelters into working homes.
So our purpose today is awareness to that need. Law enforcement dogs. And also on the other side, dogs who are there to help soothe the transition of those who have served into transition life or into civilian life. And to learn more about all, not just Monroe, but so many other fabulous, beautiful canines that Janine is working with, go to caninesforfreedom.org. That's K9S4freedom.org, or link directly from our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com.
I'd like to have you back in the future, not only to talk about the dogs, but I figured out something.
What?
You're not working. This is your passion. This is something you are excited about. So what they say is when you get a job that is your passion, you'll never work another day in your life.
Absolutely. I am with the retirement that I've got from law enforcement already. I've already got one law enforcement retirement and my VA benefits. With some of the work that I do for Garrison and Sloan as a contract handler. The rest of it is all stuff for the nonprofit.
Well, Jean, very quickly, your final thought to our listeners today.
Well, we're always in need of help in regards to our nonprofit. We need fosters. We need donations. Absolutely. None of us are paid. And we try and pair these dogs as quick as possible in that journey that they're in to get the final production of the 1-year training process.
All right. And you can do that directly through caninesforfreedom.org. Janine, praise to you for your service to our country and what you do now.
I want to say a special prayer, especially to veterans like you and our first responders, as well as our active duty military. God keep you safe as you go through the trials of life and take care of all of us. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for being with us on Alliance for the Brave.
God bless everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
And this is Alliance for the Brave. We'll be back next week with a tremendous program that you're going to get really excited about.
Busking in air, gave proof through the night.